Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, January 24th, 2007. Here we are, we're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We share and prepare these messages each weekday morning from our home here in rural Pennsylvania. Today's message is simply titled, Self-Control. The scripture text is from 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 8.
But since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet.
Today I will use myself as an example, and I want to make it clear that I have given myself permission to tell this story, as unflattering as it may be. For many years now, we think since my mid-30s, I've struggled with my weight. I used to be so skinny, my family worried about me, but certainly that is not the case anymore. I guess you might say, he's pleasantly plump and then some. I'm not sure about how much the then some, but there's some more. I especially carry weight in my stomach area, sort of like a beer belly, although I don't drink beer. There were many ways I wanted to be just like my dad, but this belly thing was not one of them.
We have a neighbor who just had a baby, and we recently heard a thought-provoking assessment made about Stephen by Moses, a young child of three. It seems that when his mother was carrying the baby in her womb and was starting to show, she would tell him that she was carrying Junior. Following one of their many discussions about Junior, Moses shook his head to reveal that he understood and thoughtfully asked her, "Does Steve ever have a Junior?" Well, Moses likes to run Stephen's first and last name together, so he always says, "Steve Eber." But obviously he had in mind Stephen and the belly.
Oh, well, that was an embarrassing moment. There were several friends with us at the time. But the candid illustration reveals that I make no pretense in trying to make you think I have it all together. I don't. This is a battle I admittedly fight and haven't yet obtained victory over it. Brooksine and I both come from families that struggle with their weight, and we're trying again to get this under control. We actually expect it to be a lifelong battle, but we do recognize it and work on it.
Today's verse is a powerful reminder of how self-control is one of our responsibilities as believers, since we belong to the day. Earlier in the chapter, Paul had contrasted the day with the night and darkness in verse 5. As God's children, we now live in the light of God's truth and His revelation. We no longer reside in the domain of darkness.
We are to live self-controlled lives. Self-control is the ninth fruit of the Spirit listed in Galatians 5:22, and is one of the most deficient virtues found in the lives of believers in this present generation. Even as Christians, we can fall into a lax state of self-control, and thus the call to self-control is repeated all throughout the New Testament.
Well, we're aware in our own lives of the need to keep these disciplines before us. In our hearts, we likely can identify where we lack self-control, all of us. It may be in our eating, our use of time, finances, spiritual disciplines, our temperament, or in a host of other areas. Some struggle to overcome destructive habits, while others may need to apply self-control in their attitudes toward anger, worry, jealousy, or any other ungodly way of thinking.
Well, let us ask you, we already have identified in our lives at least one, what are the areas in your life today in which you need to exercise self-control?
Let's pray. Father, as children of the light, we no longer desire the attitudes or behavior we practiced when we lived in darkness. When we die to ourselves, you take up residence and equip us with the necessary tools to battle our struggle against sin. Help us to throw off everything that hinders and entangles us with the enemy. Your discipline is always right and good for us because it means we will share in your holiness. No discipline is enjoyable while it is happening. It is quite painful. But afterward, we will have a wonderful harvest of right living when we practice self-denial. Not only will it benefit us personally, but it will result in a testimony of thanksgiving to you and be an example to those whom we seek to influence. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that prayer. And it was not necessarily an easy message to write, and I suppose it would be nice to have written it in several months and be able to report that I'm down to my goal. But I just felt this morning it just was the time to write it, and even as I admittedly am in the midst of the battle. Well, again, we're Stephen and Brooke Seen. We're married. We've been married for over 30 years now. I guess we're getting older. And it's our desire to serve God together. We enjoy our ministry over the web. We're on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. And we welcome you to visit our site today. There are some additional notes that I have made. I'm not going to read on the podcast, as well as an additional point that Brooke Seen makes and a link to a song that we feel would bless you today. It's from a Canadian church. It's recorded live. So our site again is dailyencouragement.net. Please take a look at the site today and read these additional points. Also a picture I took right outside our office window of a purple finch. We enjoy photography. Stay faithful today and practice self-control.